From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The American people are proud to welcome Your Majesty back to the United States, a nation you've come to know very well. After all, you've dined with 10 U.S. presidents. You helped our nation celebrate its bicentennial in 1976.
Mr. President, I wondered whether I should start this toast saying, when I was here in 1776.
Today I announce my decision to stand down from the leadership of the Labour Party. The party will now select a new leader. On the 27th of June, I will tender my resignation from the office of Prime Minister to the Queen.
It looked like the whole town was on fire, the whole island pretty much. We've lost quite a few structures already. Pretty hectic situation over there right now.
They also covertly surveilled not only Fort Dix, but other installations here in New Jersey and in Philadelphia.
These homegrown terrorists can prove to be as dangerous as any known group, if not more so. They operate under the radar.
Mr. Attorney General, you're the one that is here at the hearing. Tell me, just tell me, who suggested putting most of these U.S. attorneys on the list and why? Tell me something.
What was presented to me was a recommendation that I understood to be the consensus recommendation of the senior leadership of the department.
Okay, in other words, you don't know.
So I stand before you today deeply, deeply ashamed and terribly sorry that Americans have killed and wounded innocent Afghan people. This was a terrible, terrible mistake. We humbly and respectfully ask for your forgiveness.
The bishops never criticize the Pope. They always say he's wonderful. He's for social justice and the poor. Then they can simultaneously go ahead and do what needs to be done in Brazil. It's the Brazilian way.